Salam to all the dear listeners, beloved brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the ocean of Dua. Here we are for another episode and another voyage to the ocean of spiritual insight. I am Mujtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of the whispered prayer Sha'baniya don't cease to amaze us, we are going to continue our previous topic. Through discussions and references to the rich Islamic heritage, we aim to enable ourselves to contemplate on these beautiful supplications. So without further ado, let's dive into today's segment of the Munajat. Open your hearts and let's embark on this soul-enriching journey together. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
إن من تعرف بك غير مجهول ومن لاذ بك غير مخذول ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول إلهي إن من انتهج بك لمستنير وإن من اعتصم بك لمستجير وقد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed, and he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly he who abides by your path shall be enlightened, and he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. As we were mentioning the five blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we reach the third one today, which is none other than true happiness. In this line of the dua, we read, if you turn to someone, they do not fall into depression. I feel obligated to touch upon the numerous reasons that might cause depression before we shed light on the Quranic perspective and how we can deal with it. Among all the cognitive, psychological, social, and societal reasons for depression, you might have heard about this famous triangle of sadness. If you keep thinking about yourself negatively, it'll cause self-loathing. If you keep judging your past negatively, it will cause pessimism. And if you have negative thoughts repetitively about the future, it will cause hopelessness. So how should we cope with depression as one of the biggest threats to human beings in the 21st century? Does the Noble Quran suggest any solution in this regard? The good news is that Quran, as a divinely inspired scripture, is aware of the diverse needs a human being has on both personal and societal levels. But before we tend to the Quranic verses, let's have a break and I'll be here with you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers, but if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Keeping in mind that adversities and predicaments are a necessary part of everyone's life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the true believers, when facing a difficulty, say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him we return. Losing a loved one is not an affliction everyone can survive. But if we acknowledge that literally everything in here is mortal, it can lessen the pain and open our eyes to reality. I'm not the first one losing a loved one, and I won't be the last. So it's better to seize my moment to get nearer to the mercy and blessing of God, even in the times of hardships. Another fact that is pointed out in the Quran is that we shouldn't judge an incident by its cover. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. It may be that you dislike something which is in fact good for you, and it may be the case that you love something which is in reality bad for you. Devoting ourselves to the omniscient God, we must admit that He the Almighty knows best what to give and what to take away. How many times have we yearned for something to happen, but it turned out to be a misfortune? So when facing a misfortune, a true believer shows patience, for he believes that the all-knowing God wants nothing but the best for His servants. We inshallah continue our discussion in this regard by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك يا شعبان يا شعبان